Yesterday, we learned in the Mishnah that Yavam Shaba, Yavam Katan Shaba, Yavam Katanam, Yigdalu Zamza. They grow up together. We learned, like Rashi, that it's a biblical Yibum. And we mentioned that Tysus holds, but it's only rabbinic Yibum. It's like a mimer. They no longer can do chalitza. They would have to live together after he becomes a gadol. Or he would have to give a get after he becomes a gadol for his mimer, and then do chalitza. So that's what the halach is according to Tyson. Again, we learned like Rashi, just simpler, that a yavam does yibum, it works. Because you don't need das for yibum, and therefore a yavam can do yibum. So we are up to now the Gemara. A yavam katan can do yibum. A katan can do yibum, thank you for correcting me. A katan can do yibum. That the Gemara lema masnis in the loiker and mayor. The chayra mishnah is not like remeir. The tanya we learned in the brayza, katan uktana lecholtum lemisyabim. The brayza says there a medivar remeir that a katan or a ktana cannot do yibum nor chalitza because we're afraid he might be a saris. The katan might be somebody that can't have children who's putter from yibum. Therefore, we can't say they can do yibum because we don't know what's going to end up. Dr. Gemara, afilu tamer remeir. I'm going to translate this in a second. Meaning, we're answering as follows. What are we afraid of? We're afraid of that the katan might be a saris. And if he's a saris, this is his brother's wife. He's not allowed to live with her. It's an erva. Because there's no mitzvah of yibum when the man is a saris or when the lady is a islandess. Right? We have learned earlier in the Masechta that there's no mitzvah yibum if the man is incapable of having children or the woman is incapable of having children. So now, when the katan does yibum, right, or the katana is the recipient of yibum, it might be an isra of eishasach. There might not be a mitzvah of yibum because you don't know how this katan's going to end up. Remeir Paskins, you're afraid of the minority who are saris or islanders. Dr. Gemara, but what's wrong if they live together? What's wrong if they live together, they might be violating an isra. But they're a katna and a ktana. They're not chayav. They're not mitzvah. They're underage. But when does Remeir say a katna can't do yibum? When she's a gdaila. She might be violating an isra erva. She's living with her husband's brother and there's no mitzvah of yibum. Because he might be a saris. And she is over 12, and she's obligated in all the mitzvahs, and one of them is not to live with your husband's brother unless there's a mitzvah of yibum. Or if he's 13 and she's 9, he has a mitzvah to do yibum if he's not a saris, right? If he didn't develop shtei saris yet, or she might be an islandess. Sorry, if she's an islandess, there's no mitzvah of yibum. And he is a gadol, so he's going to be violating the issur of living with eish hasach. Therefore, Remeir says, if one is a katan, or the other is a ktana, and the other one is an adult, don't do yibum, because it might be violating the erva of eish hasach, and one of them is old enough to be obligated not to live with her husband's brother. Either he can't live with her because he's a gadol, and she might be an islandess, or she can't live with him, but she's a gdaila, and he might be a saris. But when they're both underage, there's no iser. They're not chayav and mitzvahs yet. So when does Remeir say that you can't have a katan do yibum or a ktana be a recipient of yibum in a case when one of the parties is chayav and mitzvahs? Therefore, we're afraid that the other party is a katan or a ktana and is not eligible for yibum because they might be a saris or an islandess. And then it would be an erev of eish hasach. And the other party is an adult. Adults are chayav and eish hasach. Whereas if both are non-adults, there's no mitzvah eish hasach. So what are we afraid of? So our Mishnah says, if katan lives with a ktana, they can grow up with each other. They're not doing anything wrong. They're not obligated. That's the Gemara's answer. Let's read it inside. Ki amar ameir, gdaila l'katan l'ktana l'gadl. That either the gdaila is having yibum from a katan, or the ktana is having yibum from a gadl. The chad minayu, one of them, Bia de Isura, who is a Bia of Isser, because one of them is an adult. And the other one might not have the mitzvah of Yibum because they might be a Saris or an Islandess. Avakut and Havang Tana, the Tabayu Yadadininu, they're both underage, meaning they're not Chayiv the mitzvahs. Lo Yamar, he never said that they can't do Yibum. What happened is, the 10-year-old boy lives with the 8-year-old girl. We wouldn't get involved. But as soon as that 10-year-old boy turns 13, he would have to stop and wait for her to become a Gdaila. And if they don't develop Shtesaris, they can't do Yibum. They'd have to give Chalitza.
Didn't he already do
Yibum? If he's the older brother, what?
Didn't he already do
Yibum? Well, it's only, meaning if you learn like Rashi, he did Yibum. Right? But it's only Yibum if he ends up not being a Saris. If he ends up being a Saris, it wasn't Yibum. But then she doesn't need him unless there's another brother around. Are you following my...
If he had stayed
Saris, so according to Rashi, he would not have to do Yibam again, because then it was not a Saris, so then it was good. Again, we learn like Rashi that a Kutton can biblically do Yibam. We're waiting for Shtei Saris to eliminate, according to her mayor, the possibility that he's a Saris, and to eliminate the possibility that she's an islandess. When we eliminate it, retroactively, it was a good Yibum. But we can't let them do it, the Gemara's question was, because they might not be eligible for Yibum. And the answer is, if one is a Gadol or a Gdaila, you're right. But if they're both Kuttons, Tanim, just let them. They're not doing, there's no sin. They're not of age.
Cases that we had before with a
Katana
parish.
Again, was not like, one second, that was marriage. Oh, there, was not like Rameyer. Like Rameyer, you can't do Yibum to a Katana because she might be an island. Correct. Something about that.
It's a little funny. It's funny to be so weird. Because the Katanas, they don't really worry about that. We worry about that all the time.
Who's supposed to care?
Who's supposed to care?
Who's chayv and
parents.
So who says the parents are around? Number one. Number two is, we're going to have a sugya in the 14th parak. If a katan does an avera on their own, are you mechuyev to stop him? Coming up, we're assuming now, this teret is going to last one line. We're assuming now that you're not mechuyev to stop them.
The 14th parak is talking about this type of case?
Let's see. We'll see. I think we have to wait and see.
I'll be very surprised if Cutton knows to do this.
Why not? He went to school. He learned about the mitzvah of Yibum. He knows he has a mitzvah of Yibum.
I'm not sure he did that. He's only 8. I'm not sure he learned that yet.
Rabbi said he did?
He did.
Rabbi's a principal. He knows what the scripture
is. I just assumed from the start it just meant what we are required to do to stop it versus what we will do.
Well, the truth is, this terrorist list, one line. Frank the Gemara, Vaktani Bar Yivama Gedaila to Gadlano, the very next Mishnah says that if he lives with a Gedaila, she should raise him. That means we let them stay together. How could we come here? That would be impossible. She's a Gedaila. He might be a Saras. Amar Mchanina, Chazah, Boshaini. It doesn't say they're allowed to give together. It's saying they live together. So therefore, we have to now wait and see until he becomes an adult, so he can give her a get, or continue living with her. But Enochinami, at this point, we're not allowing them to live together. All we're saying is, if they live together, we'll have to wait and see. We can't do anything about it now. He's a Katan, she's a Gdaila. They live together. They have to separate now. Exactly. It didn't say they can live together. It said they... One second. says she should raise him. The chal bia ubia the surahu. That means they live together. She raises him. Doesn't mean they separate. You're right. The Mishnah is not like Rameir. The Gemara attempted to say that the Mishnah could be like Rameir. The Gemara ran into a problem. The Gemara wanted to say that in Okinami, it's not sanctioned. They did it. And they have to separate. But the Gemara says the Mishnah says Sagat Lenu. She raises him. That means they stay together. The Gemara, you're right. According to Rameir, we could never let them stay together. We could never let this happen. Rashi.
Why doesn't he go with the rule?
Rameir holds Chash Shilamiyuta. That's his Shita throughout Shas. That rabbinically, according to most Rishayim, Rameir holds you not Tzaymech and Rav. Rabbinically, we're machmer to worry about the Miyut. When possible, even Rameir agrees that there are certain cases you can't be Chash Shilamiyut.
They're not eligible for Kalit at the time of the. If she's a cousin, right?
No.
So,
no, wait.
Wait a couple of years?
Again, it's very sad. But what would happen, Rachmana Litzlan, if a person's married, and he has a younger brother that just was born, he's a week old, and he dies without kids. His wife is 19 years old. Her husband died without children, and he has a one-week-old brother. Just to wait till the boy becomes bar mitzvah, develops tesaris to give her chalitza. As Mana said, that would be the halacha. Be very sad. She's doomed for 13 years. She cannot marry. It is what it is. Rashi. What called him like me, Abman? Cutting shemmy him to Swiss, Tyler shemmy him to Islandus. Comes out, they live with an erva. Bidi sura, katan begdaila, begdaila bas anchini. She's punishable. Veshema katan yim tsaras. Hari nivela la asrala, she lived with somebody else with her. Shalaiba maka mitzvah. Chen katan begtana. Im tim tsailanis, im tishapagu katan begerva. He lived with an erva. Ava katan begtana. Avila ain't a bnei yibum, but whose saras the island is. Ain't kind iser. The katan echo nevelis, ain't bezim mitzvah lavrishai. Rashi quotes that Gemara later on. That a cotton that eats the vela, it's not our job to stop him. It's a Gemara later on. Is it our job to stop him or not? At this point, the Gemara is saying, if they want to do something wrong, the father might be obligated to stop him because he has a mitzvah of chinuch. Nobody else does. Fathers or mothers have to educate their kids. Anybody else is not obligated to educate somebody else's kids. That's the halachah of Shaila. Does Bezin get involved? And there's a machshava that says, "Cut Michael Nevelis, ain't Bezin mitzvah lavrishai." Hakanav Yishneim Labas Neanchim. This happens all the time. This is the Shaila that comes up daily. Now, again, I'm not passing. We'll get to the Gemara later on. You're walking on Shabbos, and you see a kid, a 10-year-old kid, doing something that's usher on Shabbos.
And you don't know him.
You don't know.
If you do know.
And even if you do know. Is it your business to get involved? Are you mechuyev to say to the kid, you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos? Or, he's 10 years old. I'm not his father. I'm not his mother. I'm not obligated. This is the Shaila of the Gemara. Is Bezin mechuyev? Bezin would mean anybody. Anybody would see it, would obviously have to go over to the kid and say, I'm sorry, you're doing something wrong on Shabbos. That's the Shaila. We're going to talk about it later on. It's going to be a sugya in the Gemara.
These are assurance, but what about general behavior? If kids acting out in shul unfettered by parental guidance, or the parents aren't there, or they're a guest of somebody else there. I mean, I'm not talking about violating a mitzvah. I'm talking about their parents.
Well, I can tell you right now that if you got involved with my kids, I would tell you to please leave them alone and let me raise my own children. That's what I don't know personally I would do that, but most parents would. Most parents would take it very personal if you tried to raise their kids. And
I've seen this tension
all the time. This happens all the time. So you always have the guy that tells the kids to behave, to keep quiet, and the parents get very upset at the guy They're getting upset at the guy because they're embarrassed. That's why they're getting upset at the guy. They really would like, the guy's right, and they know that. But it's embarrassing for them that their kid's behaving that way. They're embarrassed. So instead of being embarrassed, and they lash out at the person, leave my kids alone. This is what happens all the time. But that's not what the Gemara is talking about there. The Gemara is talking about that Isser.
Because the Gemara doesn't know whether you're allowed, so far.
Again, the Gemara is not getting involved in this. There's going to be a sugya later on. But the Gemara now is assuming that nobody has an obligation to get involved.
And
Rabbi Mizzou
said that's not
down? Cutting! He's a cutting! She's not chayav a mitzvah. I'm not arv for somebody that doesn't have to do the mitzvah. Well, then we'll talk about it. Again, the Gemara didn't get involved with this. This is the... You say? Right. Fred to Gemara. Gemara's question is, here is a child that's not capable of procreating. Why is there a mitzvah of Yibum? There should be no mitzvah of Yibum. The brother died. He left over a minor brother. The minor brother cannot at this moment do Yibum. Because, not because he can't do the act. He can't have children yet. So there should be no mitzvah of Yibum. We go by the moment of death. At the moment of death, this brother, there's no other brother. Reuben died, he has one brother, Shimon, 8 years old. Why is there a mitzvah of Yibum? Pasuk says, l'hokim l'hokim shem. He's not capable.
He said this to the 90-year-old guy, so quiet.
So this is the Gemara's kasha. And for the Gemara, Abba Amar Abaya, Amar Kro, Yavama, Yava, Yaleha, Kolduhu. Abaya learns that the Pasuk says, Yavama, Yava, Yaleha, could have said, Achi HaMeis. This is the way Tysus explains it. The Pasuk could have said, Achi HaMeis, Yava, Yaleha. Why does the Torah say, Yavama, instead of saying Achi HaMeis? I don't know why one would have been better than the other, I'll be honest, but this is what Tysus says. That Abaya, that word, Yavama, is to tell me any brother. Any brother that potentially will be able to have children. We have a pasuk that tells us he has to be able to have children. We have a pasuk that seems to include Yavama. So the compromise is, anybody that potentially will be able to have children has a mitzvah of Yibum already. She has a Yibum, and therefore she can't get married. There is a mitzvah of Yibum. What?
Has or had.
That's what you have to say, even though I think the 90-year-old is probably capable of procreating. I don't know. I never heard of a 90-year-old having kids. But usually that's because 90-year-olds are married to 89-year-olds. Right. But if a 90-year-old were married to an 18-year-old girl, maybe they could have kids.
It has to be done naturally, not through medical procedures.
Yes. Naturally.
How do we know that?
Because that's the mitzvah, Yavo Yalal. Rabbi Amar, Rabbi says a different thing. B'lav hochi nami levas yisamrit. Mi'ika midi. Zokt Rabbi, again, the Gemara is going to work this out. Rabbi says, you want to say there's no mitzvah of Yibum, and then when he becomes an adult, there is a mitzvah of Yibum? We have a rule. No mitzvah of Yibum at the beginning. There can't be a mitzvah of Yibum later on. So the Rabbi is assuming for sure there's a mitzvah of Yibum later on. Must be there's a mitzvah of Yibum at the beginning. And the Gemara is going to come back and say, maybe there's no mitzvah Yibum. We'll see that. The Gemara will work it out. So Rabbi says, that now she's us, and then she becomes mutter. Rama Rav, Yudha Marav, Ko Yivam, Shein, and Nikarabha. Mishas Nafila Yivam, Yavil, Arikesh, Sak, Shesh, Levon, and Vasura. Frag the Gemara, Vay Malchinami. So maybe you're right. Maybe there's no mitzvah of Yibum. Makro, Kiyeshu, Achim, Yachdav, Afila, Ben, Yemechad. If you remember, we learned out that it has to be a brother that was alive. It can't be a brother that's born after the brother died. But it said, Yachdav, they just have to be together in the world. So that means all the Torah wants is that the brother, if not, if you have to be capable of procreating, so of course a brother that's not around at the time of death, I wouldn't need a miyut. Why did the Torah have to write they live together in the world? To exclude the brother that's born afterwards. The brother that's born afterwards is obviously not capable of procreating at the time of his brother's death. There it is, the Pasuk is telling me. As long as they're Yachdav, there's a mitzvah of Yibum.
That is a contrast to the whole thing. But there is a clause that says that it has to be...
But that's only if he's physically will be... There's something wrong with him that he'll never be able to procreate. As opposed to this one-day-old, wait it out. Rashi. Even if you wouldn't dash in Yavama any of them. Because it says Yachdav just to exclude the not Yachdav. Period. Okay.
Yes. As far as an illness, can they ever be reversed medically?
I don't believe an islandess can without a transplant, because I think an islandess is missing a uterus.
Sorry.
I don't know. See, because we're talking now a person that is a saris chama, because a person that's a ptua daka is an isser. I don't know. I know that they can reverse somebody that was made sterile. It's possible to reverse that. Somebody's lady, I'm talking about. Some men have something, I don't know what's called, VAS, I can't pronounce the word. What's what? Vasectomy, right? Men that have a vasectomy, I think it can be reversed.
A person who's had a vasectomy and then if I'm a fault with him.
A person that has a vasectomy can't live with his wife. It's still a daka.
First,
when it reversed, there's no issue to a daka.
So in other words, the Obama can't, she can marry somebody in the meantime?
Well, at this point, there's no mitzvah of Yibim. He can't live with her. He has to give her chalitza. But a daka has to give chalitza. There's a difference. We had this before. Saris b'day Shemayim, Saris b'day Adam. There is a mitzvah of Yibim on a Saris b'day Adam, except he can't do Yibim, so he does chalitza. Right. Okay. The Mishnah continued on yesterday's Mishnah. A man moved in with his Yavama. They moved into a house. They're living together. And she comes to Bezin and says, listen, Bezin, Get. Get says that he's divorcing her. She says, listen, he never did Yibum. This Get doesn't free me. Very nice that he gave me a Get. But he never did Yibum. So this is a good get to ban Yibum, but I need Chalitza. He never consummated the Yibum. And the husband says, yes, I did. And they've been living in a house together for 25 days. Now, everybody agrees that they probably live together because men and women in the house together, it makes sense that they live together. However, especially when there's a mitzvah. However, there's enough reason to believe her. Because it is not probable, but possible. It's within the range of normal that men and women can be together up to 30 days. He can control himself. That's the Lashon HaGemara. And therefore, she requests Chalitza, we make him give her Chalitza. There's really no reason for her to lie. Remember that. I mean, why is the woman coming in and saying, he never lived with me? He gave her a get. Answer is she knows he didn't live with me. I don't want to do an answer the rest of my life. Yeah, chalitza can't hurt. But if it's after 30 days, the possibility is so low that we can't force the guy to give chalitza. We can ask him to do the woman a favor and give chalitza. but we won't force them, because for a man or a woman to be over 30 days in a house,
well, it's the get that releases her. Then, in that case,
well, but she's claiming she wasn't released. She's going to be usher. She said, "I'm usher." It's help her, because the possibility, the problem is so low statistically that we can't take it as a enough to get involved. We'll ask him to do her a favor. So she's claiming he didn't. There's no tzad. She's claiming he never lived with me.
Now, what is she supposed to do? If you don't force it, she can't ever get married.
She has to beg him. They have to beg the guy, do the woman a favor. And if not, she can't get married.
Oh, so.
Again, she says that she never got lived with. She's saying, I'm a shemeres shalom that wasn't released. As far as we're concerned, she was released. But she's saying she wasn't. What are we supposed to do?
What if he comes?
There's a concept called shav yanav shekhatich
of the yisura. I understand. So what happens if she has a get, and then he comes
after
later and says, "By the way, I never gave her
yibum." So you want to know if he's talking about that? He claims he didn't live with her. She claims he did live with her. No, but that's both killing. What happens if she came in and said he did yibum and he says, no, I didn't? What's the Gemara going to talk about that?
The reason she might not tell the truth about that, she might want to say he didn't live with her, is because she thinks it would make her more attractive. She doesn't want to be part of it. And she thinks it would make her more attractive finding a new suitor that she hadn't been with.
Maybe. That's very possible. Either that, or she's saying the truth. But the probability is so low that
I'm just responding to the comment about why wouldn't she just be honest about it?
Does that apply in all situations, even if it's so minute?
Yeah. Shav Yanavshe only affects her. That doesn't make us get involved.
She is going
to
have
to wait him come in and say, this piece of meat is kosher. And Avraham Cohen says, I know this piece of meat is treif. Everybody else can eat this piece of meat, and Avraham Cohen is not allowed to eat it. You made it answer to you. Everybody else, trust the two Adam. Oh, no, didn't you say you know it's treif? What are you going to answer? I'm hungry.
Change. He realized it was another piece of meat.
Sorry, maybe that's not retracting. You're saying it was a mistake. Retracting would be, I decided to say it's kosher, I'm hungry now.
Or you learned new halacha?
Maybe.
That is in a man's court. Is chalitza sort of in a woman's court?
No, but you have to be a participant.
If she doesn't want to do it, she doesn't want chalitza. She doesn't want to go through it.
This isn't a gay elamaisa. There's a chubis chsam cipher that a woman that doesn't want to do chalitza. The brother of the husband is not restricted in any way. He has a mitzvah. She doesn't want to do it.
But these days, where people don't get married to two women, he would like to marry somebody.
He can. He's not restricted in any way.
Oh, that's right. I don't know. She could.
Doesn't ban him from marrying anybody else.
She could sit there for. He can marry somebody else, even these days.
Why not?
She can just sit and wait forever.
Again, he can give. She wants to do chalitza, they'll do chalitza.
Want to do chalitza?
It's her problem. Now, the Chasam Sofer has a tshuva, can we force the woman to do chalitza? Because, A, it's a mitzvah, might be a mitzvah. B, it's good for the neshama.
That should move the shoe.
They can pressure her.
Yeah, what do you mean?
I mean, there's such a thing as pressure.
It's called a whip.
Can hound her.
Or a whip.
That thing can get involved. Some cipher says we don't force a woman to do chalitza, even though it's a type of putting the neshama.
Okay, other than that, does she have the mitzvah of chalitza on her at all? Or even?
No.
All on the man.
Pashtas. There are those that say she also has the mitzvah. It's not like.
And I want to get married.
It happened to my father. My father had a brother that died. His wife was 80 some years old. And she had no interest in doing chalitza. He had no children. She had no interest. My father really wanted to do chalitza. He was the only surviving brother at the time. And he wanted to do chalitza to do a favor to his brother's neshama. And the lady didn't want to do chalitza. So my father went to the lady's rav, and the rav said, what can I do? The chassam sefer says I can't force her.
He looks so sefer?
The rav! He said, I can't force her. So they never ended up doing chalitza.
Oh,
the lady lived 100, and she never did chalitza. But she had no interest in getting married at 88 years old, or whatever, 84, or whatever she was. I didn't tell her anything.
I mean, the rub, I mean, I can't believe she would do that.
You've never met an 80-year-old.
An 80-year-old lady, you know what I mean? She wasn't going to go spit and take off. Yeah, she wasn't interested. So they didn't do chalitza. No, my father was upset. He was upset because he wanted to do as a favor to his brothers and neshama. In fact, it's a mitzvah to do chalitza as fast as possible at the time of the neshama. Right, 90 days after the person dies. Do chalitza. It's a type of neshama. But the woman has to be up to it. The young widow, the foster husband, not in the case of my father's sister-in-law who was 80-some, but usually, unfortunately, this happens to young widows. She might not be emotionally up to doing chalitza yet. But the faster they do it, the better for the neshama. All them say. When Reb Chaim's son was nifter, without children, did 90 days. He was nifter chalamayit Pesach, and I think they did it in Tammuz. They did it 390 days later. Reb Chaim asked them to do chalitza right away, and they did chalitza right away. But there was different, because it wasn't like a shock to his wife. She'd been sick. He'd been sick for 20-some years, right? Some of you who was sick for many, many years. So it wasn't like a young widow that lost her husband suddenly. So it was a different story. She had to be emotionally up to do chalitza. It's a hard thing. A very hard thing. One little tzvan. Shem should save everybody. Zakti Gemar Vayter. Man tana dat lasin yayim mukim inish hanavshay. Who is the Tana that says that up to 30 days, a man controls himself, can hold himself back? How does he translate it? He probably does it better. Restrains himself. Amar Abyechen Remeiri, the Tanya. Kindness Besulim Koshleishim Yayim, Diver Remeir. Abyechen Yayimer? No, let me explain. A guy marries a woman. He can come in the next morning and he can say, I married her and I found last night that she's not a virgin. I lived with her. There was no Dam Sulam. Right? He comes in the next day to Bezen, so we listen to him. We accept his taina because a person doesn't spend the money on the chas and then come in the next day and tell us that it was a mekhtas. Now, how about if he comes in 2 weeks later and he says, I lived with her and I didn't find Basulam, and we say to him, sir, what happened the last 2 weeks? I mean, he got married 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. Where have you been? He says, I didn't live with her till last night. I got married 3 weeks ago, but I never consummated the marriage till last night. Do we believe him? So after Meir, up to 30 days, he can come in and say, I just consummated the marriage. I didn't find the Sulam. Rabbi Yitzi Aymer, Nistra La'alter. If they live in a room in a room, they were alone in a house, then he has one night. If for some reason they weren't alone in a house, if they didn't get alone in the house till 4 years later, so then he has a time to Vesulim 4 years later. Rameir would agree to that. But Rameir argues in the first point. He says it is possible for a man and a woman to move into a house together and the marriage is not consummated up to 30 days. That sounds like our Mishnah. Zokta Gemara, Rabba Amar Filatayim Rabbi Yaisi. At Kan Lo Yikam Rabbi Yaisi Yosem Abursasi De Gizba. Avel Eishis Achav, Mizbis Basis Mino. There's a difference. And Arusa is a developing relationship. By the time they get under the chuppah, they've gotten to a point of familiarity. Rabbi Yaisi says, they walk in, they're in a house, they're living together. They're living together. Why in the world would he restrain himself? He just married her. He's been familiarizing herself with him the last year to be getting closer and closer and closer. Building up. And now there's like Rabbi Yaisi. Don't tell me the guy restrained himself for 30 days. But a Yavavama is his sister who has no emotional connection to her. All of a sudden, her husband dies. He wants to do the mitzvah of Yibum. He moves in with her. That emotional relationship is not there yet. It's still a little bit, I think he'll probably translate embarrassed. The bashful relationship between the two. It takes time to get to the point that they might live together. Therefore, even Rabbi Yaisi would agree there's a 30-day.
Didn't we hear that whole Svara opinion? I love to like the brother-in-law a lot more.
Again, it's still not... They did not build, I'm going to use the word, in the Erisin, there's a certain romantic relationship that's building. In Yibum, even though he knew his sister-in-law, and he might have eaten the Purim suda there, but that doesn't make a romantic kind of relationship. It was and all of a sudden, they're thrust together.
Not to have any attraction.
It could very well be, as I'm saying. I don't know. So there's a certain bashfulness that takes place with these two strange people that have not been building up to this day. Rashi, it is 90 days after the Batira. But still, Rashi, Kol Shloshim Yom D'Yochel Litn Le'Baal Tiarata. Tainas B'Sulim, I'm sorry, L'Havsik K'Subasa. To make her lose her Ksuba. Kol Shloshim Yom D'Yochel Litn Le'Baal Tiarata. Nistra La'altru Tayin. V'Mtay Lachas Man Eina Nema. Devadim Eresha Bal. He must have lived her right away in Matzim Sula. V'Shasak. V'Ashul D'Rasachala. They had their first fight. So he walks into Bezim 3 weeks later and says, she's not a Sula. Hello, where have you been for 3 weeks? I didn't live with her. Baloney. That's what Rabbi Yaisi says.
Why can't you do Kalisa?
Because he's not eligible for, because she might be pregnant. The Gemara asks, let him do chalitza, who cares? The Gemara answers, because she becomes asa to kahuna. And people will consider her asa to kahuna, and then she's not, because she was pregnant. So therefore, we don't want chalitza done the first 90 days. If he did it, we had a machlekes in the fourth barrack, but we passed him that it's a good chalitza. Rashi mizvus basis mina by shemenu. It's embarrassing to her. There's a certain bashfulness. Frank the Gemara. Atzi kaifin aitze lachla, it's the kafenu liyavim. The Gemara is operating that mitzvah yibum is better than the mitzvah chalitza. Frank the Gemara, I don't understand you. She walks into bed and says, he didn't live with me. He says, I did. So we say, give chalitza. And we say to him, go live with her. Do yibum. Why are we not encouraging them to do yibum? Why is chalitza the option? And for the Gemara, I got it from this Gemara. I'm a rabbi. Shagitza yaitzim itakash yadam. He gave her a get. So he's claiming the get is a good get from marriage. She's claiming the get is a get yibum. It's a get yivama, which doesn't free her. So therefore, we tell him he has to do chalitza. Yibum is not an option anymore. Rashi? No Rashi. Meisvei. So now we're going to ask you a question. Yivama she'amra b'tech shleishim yayim lo'y nivalti. A Yivama that says within 30 days, he didn't live with me. Bein shu'amra b'alti. Bein shu'amra lo'y b'alti. Whether he agrees or disagrees, kaifen aysa she'ach l'tzla. During 30 days, even if he claims he lived with her, we make him give chalitza. After 30 days, we ask him to do chalitza. Because we assume he did Bila, even though they both agree. Right? Well, the Gemara is going to ask Kasha, if he agrees, so then why in the world would we force him to do Chalitza? He agreed. I mean, why would we just ask him? He agreed. Right? I'm sorry?
Should then force him.
The Chayra, we should force him, right? Does he say anything on the bottom there? I'm just wondering if I missed something. In the case when they both agree, when it says, that's only in the case when he claims he lived with her? Or is that even in the case when he agreed that he didn't live with her?
He claims he
couldn't have it. Okay, so that's only in that case. Okay. She claims, somebody asked this question before, she claims that she had Yibum, and he claims I never lived with her. So there the halacha is that a get is good enough. Because this is after 30 days, and she's claiming you live with me, and the chazak is on her side. He's claiming, I know it's after 30 days, but I never consummated the marriage. And she says, yes, you did. So get it enough.
It only works after 30 days.
What?
It only works after 30 days.
That's what Rashi seems to say. Let's take a look at Rashi. He, Imer, Snevalti, Lachish, Leishim, Yaim. Rashi says, after 30 days. Yaiti beget, and Bala, Yitia, Daya beget. The Inamen is the Kula Hailai Moit. He can give her a get because she has, listen, after 30 days, there's no reason to assume that they didn't live together.
So what, he doesn't do any chalitza there?
No.
Even for his brother's neshama, he feels he didn't do anything.
Listen, she claims that you live with me. You took care of your brother's neshama. You took, it's after 30 days. The probability that he lived with her is overwhelming.
He can't force her to do.
I mean, Pashtas, they can still get, do Yibum because it's no Yaitzi beget. Rashi says he writes to get now. That's what it seems. We'll see in the Gemara. Who I'm about he says that I live with her, and she says no, you didn't. Yeah, 1 minute. Ava pishachatav amalai ba'alti. Even though now he retracts and says she's right, get the chalitza. You need get and chalitza, right? So now the question is, makes sense, because once after 30 days, he said I lived with her, we believed him. Now all of a sudden he retracts it. We believe him enough to make him give chalitza, but we don't believe him enough that he doesn't need a get. Because it's after 30 days, and he had claimed that he did live with her. So he changed his mind. But the probability is overwhelming. Right? The probability is overwhelming that he did live with her. Now, what's bothering our Gemara is, it seems that there's no get here. It's a stricha get for chalitza. We need to get her a get and chalitza. We answered, the case was talking about, she had a get in her hand. Right? So the question was only whether you need chalitza. So why does the bride say, tzarech get the chalitza?
She has it.
And
maybe she lost it.
No, she has a get. The Gemara had asked, why don't we force her to do Yibum? The Gemara had answered, because she has a get. Then the Gemara brings this bride up, where we say she needs a get and chalitza. That means she didn't have a get. Dr. Gemara, Amaravami tzricha chalitza amgita. It doesn't mean that she needs a get. It means the get she has does not suffice. She needs chalitza. Let me explain. It's 50 days after they moved together. She walks into Bezin and says to Bezin, he didn't live with me. He says, yes, I did. And she has a get. He's claiming I divorced her after I lived with her. She's claiming that get happened before you lived with me because you never lived with me yet. Then he comes and tells Beth, you know she's right, I never lived with her. you write a get for Yibum, not to that's a rabbinic get, to give a Yavama get that you won't do Yibum. We talked about Mimer and get. These are rabbinic things. She's claiming this was a rabbinic get. He's claiming it was a biblical get. He walks in now and he agrees that he never lived with her. So the Braitha doesn't mean give another get. The Braitha means the get he gave her doesn't suffice because now he admitted that he didn't live with her. So we require Chalitza. That's how Rav Ami is answering. Not that we make him give a get and do Chalitza. She has a get. Because if she didn't have a get, let him do Yibum. Teret says she has a get. So we read the words that said Tzarech get v'chalitza, that we have to give a new get. And the question was, why? She has a get. The answer is, it doesn't mean a new get. It means, with the get, she needs chalitza. Rashi. Dr. Rashi v'chalitza, tzicha get l'biyasa, b'shem d'amar b'alti. V'lach ha'shloshim g'ayim yim ha'imen. V'chalitza b'shem d'hisha v'yitza l'anam sh'chaticha v'yitzura. V'medikam etzicha get, v'chval d'b'e lo get t'skina. Talk about she doesn't have a get. But my 20 rates, you crave v'lach, it's the chafinuli of them. Why don't we force Yibum? Amra Mami, Ailam Bishigita Biyada. She has a get. Doggy comment. Tzvicha Chalitza im Gita. She needs Chalitza with her get. Viyava be diktani amavakshim koi. Viyava be diktani amavakshim koi. Meaning, even though it says, even though it says that he has to give chalitza, it means we ask him to give chalitza. That's what it means. Means tzricha get the chalitza means she needs a chalitza with her get, but we don't force him to do chalitza. So Rashi says, "V'achi kamer, ava bishachaza ve'amar loy ba'alti nigel lemei mekayfin hayu lumaida avilachi ein kayfin." Since he agrees, we don't force. Al tzricha chalitza. B'loy boi lemechlet, loy kafinon, nesamchinen adibur kama hayo lachash leishim yaymu. So Rashi says a big chiddush. Now when the Gemara says, he said, I lived with her. And then he changed his mind and he said, I didn't live with her. We accepted his first words. And therefore at that point, we said, all she needs is a get she has. She can ask for chalitza, we're not getting involved. Then he comes back and says, she's right, I didn't live with her. We're not going to force him to do chalitza. Because the nights that we believed him when he said he did live with her. It's after 30 days. Now, if he wants to give her chalitza because he now agrees that she's right, go right ahead, but we're not going to force you. That's how Rashi learns that case. That it means she needs a chalitza with her get to get married. He doesn't have to give her that chalitza, even though now he admits that he never lived with her. Because the bottom line is, we believed him. It was after 30 days. We'll talk about this more tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock.